Hi, this is Sugandhi Iyer for the Joyful Manifestation Show. Welcome back. We're talking about joy and joyful manifestation. Manifestation happens in any energy. It depends on what somebody is manifesting. Manifestation of joy or joyful manifestation is about being in the vibrations of joy and then having something really nice, really nice happen. So good things happen, happy things happen. There's manifestation of wondrous happenings. So there is a blossoming that happens. It's like all the flowers blossoming, goodness, beautiful, wonderful, bright white snow, amazing things that make people want to be happier and happier, be more adventurous, and have a fantastic life. Joyful manifestation. There is a spark within each person, and that spark is a light that provides joy consistently within oneself. So there is a huge amount of positive energy being generated by this light. This light is pure positive energy, and it generates a good feeling within oneself. It's refreshing, it's magical, and it has fantastic properties. So all in all, it is something that refreshes a person and make someone feel very, very good about oneself. This joy, if it is harnessed properly and directed to the right areas of life, then good things can happen. Wonderful things can happen. A person's life can turn around, change over, feel better, be better, be good. Be fantastic, adventurous, and a lot of good things can happen in this light, in this joy. Disconnecting from the light, disconnecting from this joy can bring the opposite effect. Negative things can pervade one, can pervade life, and people can see the opposite of wondrous happenings. They can see issues and problems and even wonder how to even get out of these issues and problems. So being in joy, being happy is essential for happy things to happen. That is joyful manifestation. And disconnecting from this joy, well, this brings about happenings that can actually make you wonder what you were thinking in the first place. Manifestation is much more practical than what it is sometimes portrayed to be, and it is very much in your power to change your manifestations by changing your attraction of situations. Manifestation happens all the time, with or without you knowing it. You are always manifesting your life situations, and these manifestations happen according to the space that your mind is in. If your mind is thinking this and that about a subject matter, that can happen. It is possible that it will happen. Changing your thoughts about it, arriving at even a slight shift, however small, can change manifestation of events and can make better things happen. Do not allow your thoughts to create a situation that you don't want. You become aware of any hidden programming that you may have when you come across certain situations that you finally understand to be patterns arising from the working of your mind and its tendencies and your vibrational attraction factor. If something is happening, just know that it is happening because your mind contains instructions that attract people, situations, and things to you, causing you to act and react in certain ways. It is essential to change this programming in order for you to change your manifestation. The mind is an extension of your soul, so it is the physical manifestation. It is spirit, of course. It is energy. It is spirit. But it is more involved with the physical world. And so it is constantly in touch with things that are happening around it and then bringing back to itself all of these things. It contains the programming relevant to the personality and pervades and forms the body. So the mind is basically everywhere. It is not just in the brain area. It is everywhere and it infiltrates everything. Some of the programming is very well known as it is part of the conscious mind, and some of it is still unknown and it is contained in the subconscious mind. Manifestation happens all the time with or without you knowing it. You are always manifesting your life situations, and these manifestations happen according to the space that you are in. We said that before. If there is a hermit, a monk, the kind of furnishings that he would have in his home could be different from someone who lives in luxurious settings and who allows luxurious things experience to pervade himself or his life. Depending on the space that your mind is in, so many things can happen. And manifestation of desires, basically being born into the material world, the importance of creation and the importance of having these desires, which fuels creation, cannot be ignored. There are various schools of thought that totally discount the importance of desires. But fortunately or unfortunately, it's these desires that help people create and help people to go forward and have things happen to themselves and have things happen in their lives, experiences, and manifestation. The desires are not bad or sinful. All you have to see is if it's good for you or not good for you. Everybody's in a physical world, and it is important to respect the intentions of the creation forces behind this world, which uses desire as a tool of inspiration for creation. The skill lies in understanding these desires and working with them consciously to understand your life purpose and the setting and implementation of useful and happy life goals. So your desires can actually help you manifest good. It can help you manifest your life in a good way, and good things happen to you. So for that purpose, desire is very healthy. Having desires, having goals, not running away from these desires and goals, being scared that, oh my God, I have this desire, I have this goal, and I am bad because I want more from life than what it allows me. A lot of people have this feeling that if life is not giving them what they want, then maybe they're not supposed to be having it. So the question of guilt comes up. Guilt of wanting something, needing something, and then wondering, wanting something especially, and having a desire for it, and thinking that if it has not come automatically to you or to this person, fictitious Jane, then it means something is wrong with you. Something is wrong with the desire itself. And it's not that just because the universe is not allowing it that the desire or the goal is bad. It doesn't have to be that way. It could just be that you haven't reached, or fictitious Jane hasn't reached alignment with the goal yet, the results, the fruits, the outcomes, having a good life. It's very, very important. And not having reached one's goal doesn't mean that the desire is bad and it's not allowed by the universe. Literally, the universe is, I don't want to downplay the importance of the universe, but I don't go by sin and guilt. So universe cannot control people and say this is good for you, this is bad for you. The universe, literally, you will have to dismount the universe and what it says to you. Basically, all the negative voices are saying this is not good for you, this is not good for you. Who are they and who is the universe to tell you that? You're the decider. You judge what's good for you and what's not good for you. After all, you can very well see what the consequences are going to be, what outcome you can get, what are the gifts that are in store for you, what good things can happen. Your desire can tell you that if I take action steps towards this desire, towards this goal, what is it that I'm going to get as a result of this? And no one else has a say-so in this except you yourself. You're very, very intelligent, and that is what you need to believe. Of course, you know, having the guidance of a success coach, manifestation coach, finding out how to do it in the best ways possible, all of this is fine. It's completely fine to go in the direction and take a bit of help to try to manifest this in a good way so that you have least amount of negative consequences coming up. But other than that, desires, goals, very, very good for you. And no one should say, oh my God, you are a bad person. Fictitious Jane is a bad person for even having this desire. No, no, no. You get to say so. And it's all your choice. It's your desire. And if you are prepared, if you are prepared to take the consequences, then that is very, very good. That's fine. You decide that you want it and you want to go after it. Speaking of desires and goals and knowing that the light within you is constantly wanting to provide joy. It is wanting to provide joy to you, to your project. Whatever it is that you want, if it is money, if it is love, whatever it is, are you going to find a house for yourself? Do you want to know what it is that you want to buy and in what budget? Well, the universe is ready to do that for you. It is really, really ready and it wants to help you, and that is fine. That is completely fine. However, you decide that you're going to allow the joy in you to fuel these projects, and nothing can stop you. Literally nothing. Nobody has a say-so, and this is what I want you to remember. If you trust someone and you want to ask their advice, that is fine. But don't think that you can be really controlled. No one can really control you in this, and you can go forward and explore this universe as much as you want to. The joy within you will guide you. It will tell you how to go about it, and it'll make you feel enthusiastic about your desires and goals. And yes, you can go ahead and do whatever it is that you need to do to explore your life. We are stepping into money manifestation now, work and career. We'll take a short break, listen to some music, and then we will come back soon. So hold on tight.
Money.
This is Sugan, the Ayur for the Joyful Manifestation Show. Welcome back. We're into money manifestation now, work and career. The search for money continues. Seeking money continues. More than ever, it continues. People who have a career, they have a job, they're in some job somewhere, 9 to 5 or any other shift, but well, they're in a job and wanting something else, wanting a new career, wanting to start a business. The entrepreneur is inside people and wanting to have access to unlimited amounts of money is something that quite a few people want. People don't want to be limited by the supply of money that's available to them. Imagine being in a job, 9 to 5 or otherwise, and fictitious Jane knows she has to work for 8 hours, 10 hours, and that's it. She needs to make X amount of dollars per hour. Maximum she can work per week is regulated by law. She may get some overtime, she may not get some overtime, but every month, every fortnight, every week, her income is limited by the number of hours that she can work. She cannot think of going beyond this amount of money every fortnight or every month. She has to live in this money, else take another job, work more number of hours, reduce her sleep, and have a poor social life, a poor family and social life. Basically, there's a sacrifice going on over here, sacrifice of one for the other. Starting a business is such a good idea for people who do not want to be stuck in that limitation. Limited by time, limited by regulations, limited by availability, limited by so many factors. People who want unlimited amounts of money have to step into business. And it's okay because all you're doing is you're getting out of a regimented situation into the free world where you can basically fly and explore your ideas. There are so many, many ideas waiting in space for you to catch. Take one idea, take a couple if you need to, and fly. Go with it. Go and start something, create something. Let your creative powers flow. Let your creative juices flow and see the kind of magic that happens when the universe starts to support you. The only thing that can limit somebody is imagination and ability to actually take action. So you have to have that imagination and then you have to get up and take action. Whatever action that you need to take. Basically, this world has many, many, many things that you can do. And you do not have to be confined by the amount of money given to you by X, Y, and Z. You can really, really go out there and explore. Nobody is there to regulate and check you and say, okay, this is all the money that you can make. Amount of money that's in your aura, the amount of money that's around you, you can keep increasing, you can keep working on it. That's not limited either. So basically, you can have access to vast amounts of resources that can be made available to you by the universe. You do not have to feel limited. And the universe goes by what you think. So if you think you can make a lot of money, then that's what you are going to make. You are going to make what you think you can make, and you can increase your comfort level. Basically, increase the amount of money that you think you can make. Universe goes by the words that you speak, the words that you think, the feelings that you put out there about what you can do. And you don't have to do what someone else does, because what someone else does could be right for that person. Or maybe the other person is just plain lazy. It doesn't matter. And what you can do could be way more. The capacity that you have could be much more than what you think you have. The universe is completely willing to support you. Some affirmations that can help when you think of money. What we can do right now is we can make a few statements and you see how you feel about each statement that I make. I'm going to use the word I, but you can take it as you and test out, feel how you feel when you listen to these statements and see which one fits. And then once you know what fits you, you can reach for a better feeling, a better statement, something that would help open up your imagination, your abilities, just a little bit more for you to go out there and conquer this world. So here are some statements. If you don't feel that you agree with any statement, just let it be, let it pass. It's not yours and you don't need to own it. But if you feel something agrees with what you think and it feels okay to you, you can think about it, you can own it. And if you feel that you want to catch hold of another statement that I make because it's a better version or it's something that can express how you would like to be better, then you own that one and you can let go of the previous statement that you own. So basically, you're reaching for better and better statements that would bring you more money, so which would make you feel like you have more. Let's go through a few of these and let's see how you feel about them. Here's me starting with my first statement. You can sit comfortably wherever you are and just listen to my words. Let them pass through you and see if you can own any one of these or if you want a better statement. I am happy right now. I feel that I am making enough money. I'm going to repeat each statement 2 times. I am happy right now, and I feel that I make enough money. I am happy right now, and I feel that I could make more money. Okay, let's correct this a little bit. I am happy right now, and I feel that I make enough money, but I feel that I could make more money. I am happy right now, and I feel that I make enough money, but I feel that I could make more money. I feel that I could expand my ability to make just a little bit more money. So basically, I feel good now, but I feel that I could expand my ability to make just a little bit more money. I feel that there is enough money in space to fill my needs. I feel that there is enough money in space to fill my needs. I feel that I am taken care of very well. I feel that I am taken care of very well. I feel I get enough to validate my abilities. I feel I get enough to validate my abilities. I feel that the universe is making sufficient money, more money available to me now. I feel that the universe is making enough money, sufficient money, more money available to me now. I feel that the universe is becoming more and more generous to me now. I feel that the universe is becoming more and more generous to me now. I feel that the universe is doing much, much better. I feel that the universe is doing much, much better. Personally, I feel that the universe was slacking off and now it's doing better. Personally, I feel that the universe was slacking off and now it's doing better. I feel that the universe has gotten its act together and is doing a much better job. I feel that the universe has gotten its act together and is doing a much better job. I feel that the universe is doing a good job now, and I feel that the universe is setting me free to make as much money as I want. I feel that the universe is doing a good job now, and I feel that the universe is setting me free to make as much money as I want. I feel I personally can be trusted to do what I really need to do to make as much money as I want. I feel I personally can be trusted to do what I really need to do to make as much money as I want. I feel so free now. I feel as if I could do it. I feel as if I am a millionaire. I feel as if I am a billionaire. I feel so good now. I feel so free now. I feel as if I could do it. I feel as if I am a millionaire. I feel as if I am a billionaire. I feel so good now. As you can see, there were a combination of statements going on there, but it was more to burst through any personal barriers. There are obstacles, there are blocks, and people have to get through these obstacles and blocks. And if you recognize any of these statements as being true, you can reach for a better statement that's going to make you feel free and that can help you fly towards your goals, you know, your happy goals, your money goals, place that you want to be, where you can get fantastic ideas and you feel that you can execute these ideas and nobody and nothing is going to stop you. We are at the end of money manifestation now. We will be getting into soulmate manifestation, love and sex. We are taking a little break and coming back soon. Hold on tight.
Love.
Ms. Sugandhi, I here for the Joyful Manifestation Show. Welcome back. We're into soulmate manifestation now. Love and sex. We do want to focus on how important sex is to creating love. It is a part of love, and it also helps create more love between people. It is a wonderful expression of love. Sex is not a bad thing. And here, in Joyful Manifestation, we fully support sex. Sex, the sexual energy, can rise up in you for your soulmate. Joyful Manifestation supports soulmates. We support soulmates. I support soulmates. I love soulmate romance. A person could be separated from his or her soulmate for some time and still want to be back with that person. That's love. That's special soulmate energy. And trying to move on may not be completely possible, especially when it's a case of true love. Sometimes this love is not even really known to people, but it is under, how do I explain it, frozen water on the lake, and then you have this water underneath. So love may be still hidden from the lovers. On the surface, they may not even know that it really exists, but it is running deep within, stealthily moving, ready to make an appearance when the time is right. So, if your soulmate doesn't look like they are in love with you, and if they say things like, oh, I'm sorry, I don't have any feelings, I don't think I love you, I'm not in love with you. Well, don't completely believe it, because it could be that fictitious Jane's soulmate is not aware of his love because it's not come up to the surface yet. But it is there underneath, just waiting for a chance for it to come up and reveal itself to your soulmate. Losing faith, losing hope, not a good thing to do in any manifestation, especially soulmate manifestation. The reasons that fictitious Jane's soulmate might give fictitious Jane for not being with her could be so ordinary. Yes, that's the word I would like to use. Ordinary reasons. I am busy. I'm busy working. I don't have time. My career is all that important to me. I don't have the money right now to be with you. I don't think, you know, I'm financially ready for this. I don't think you belong to my category of people or my class of people. I don't think our families are going to get along together. I don't think this, I don't think that, I don't think that we can live in the same city. In my work, soulmates may not be in the same city. They could be in different parts of the world. And that's okay, because after I work with my clients, somebody moves somewhere. It happens. I've seen soulmate cases, women in USA, man in Dubai, Abu Dhabi, Singapore, Hong Kong, Europe, so many places that your soulmate can be, Australia also. And meeting and coming together geographically, it's not a problem. Trust me, it's not a problem, because these things happen magically. We'll call her fictitious Jane again, says to me, My soulmate is in an Arab country. I don't think he's going to move for me. I don't think we're going to be together. She's American and he lives in some other country. She was completely losing faith. She kept trying to bring him over, file his papers, do things for him, be there for him, and he would take his own sweet time. You would think that fictitious Jane's soulmate has everything in the world to do except be nice to fictitious Jane and help her in him moving to where she is. But no. He needs to do everything else in the world except what she wants him to do. Guess what happens? With a bit of soulmate manifestation work, things magically happen. And he suddenly said, "I'm coming over in 20 days. I'm going to be there where you are. Let's start this business together." And everything just fell into place. It happens magically when the energy is right. It happens magically. It is the energy that makes things happen. And bringing in sufficient good energy into a situation is what I do. I work with my client and bring in energy that is needed for something to happen. It's the building block for manifestation. If the energy does not exist, nothing is going to happen. And if bad energy exists, then, well, bad things can happen. So creating good energy is a skill that I have, and the joyful manifestation process, bringing in this joyful manifestation energy, it's exactly what the name says, joyful manifestation. Any other manifestation is not joyful manifestation. It's manifestation that can be this or that. The sad, angry, hurt. We don't even want to go to all the different types of manifestations that can happen if it's not joyful, if it's not positive, and if it's not happy. Everybody wants something that's going to make them happy, correct? You don't want something that's going to make you sad. Manifesting in the wrong energy can bring about all kinds of situations that people don't want to deal with. Out of the blue, he calls her and says, "I'm coming over in 20 days. Everything is ready. I'm on my way." And so he got a visa himself and he was there. He was there with her. Another type of visa that they might have to file for him to be married to her, that's different. But he came over on some kind of a visitor visa and tourist visa, and he could spend time with her while they discussed what to do next. So it worked out. They're in a relationship. What I was saying before is when fictitious Jane's soulmate gives all kinds of reasons why he cannot be with fictitious Jane, push them aside because all of these things can be fixed. All of this can be easily fixed. A person is busy, well, make time, make somebody your priority, and you might see magic happening. And many of these people, especially men, who are so focused on their careers, if they were with the right soulmate, they wouldn't be struggling with their career because all of this love energy from the soulmate, her good luck, her good fortune, could be with him, working for him in his career and putting it on hold, putting love on hold while he does all of his stuff. He wants his life to be perfect before he enters her life. Well, she could be his lucky penny. She could be the lucky charm for him. And putting things on hold and listening to his excuses, seeing him do one thing after another thing, everything in the world except be with his soulmate can be pretty tiring for fictitious Jane. Learning how to see through all of this, learning how to keep your faith and confidence. While the soulmate says all of these things and gives a million excuses, that's a trick, actually, over here that you need to learn, because giving up, you know, you could give up, but what are you giving up? You're giving up a fantastic possibility just because the soulmate is not exactly where you are. It does not mean he won't be where you are. And the love that he says he does not feel for you, well, it's running somewhere deep within him, and with the right energy created through soulmate manifestation, through joyful manifestation, this love energy could be all around him, and he could make whatever movements he needs to make, take whatever actions he needs to take in order to communicate properly and effectively his feelings for you, his feelings for fictitious Jane. Don't give up. We were discussing some affirmations in money manifestation. Well, we want to do that for soulmate manifestation. And as you're listening, do what you did for money manifestation. See if you can own any one of these affirmations. And after you recognize an affirmation to be true, after you feel that it's true for you, we want you to reach for the next best affirmation. So it's you feeling like, yes, I own this affirmation. This fits me, but I'm going to expand just a little bit. Come out of my comfort zone just a little bit and see if any one of these other affirmations can fit me. So think of this woman. She goes into a boutique. She goes into a shop where all of these clothes are, and maybe she's put on some weight before. Now she thinks that she's lost a little bit of weight, and she's hoping that some of those tiny, tiny skirts and really tight jeans and beautiful, sexy tops could look good on her. So what does she do? She first tries a size that used to fit her, that still looked good on her before, that looked good on her before when she was slightly chubby. So she tries it on. She owns it. She feels good in it because she knew it would fit her really well. So she feels happy and she is looking at herself in the mirror, etc., etc. Now she wants to step out of her comfort zone just a teeny, 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 tiny, tiny, tiny bit and try on a smaller size or try on a different design, a different cut that she would not have tried before. Here she is trying to see if she can own any one of these other designs that she would not have owned before. She tentatively puts her foot out. She takes a step towards this other rack of clothes where all these gorgeous styles are, these gorgeous designs and cuts that she would not have wanted to even try before. Or maybe she tried them and they look bad on her, or she thinks they look bad on her. So she steps out and she tries one of them. And there she goes from one rack to another rack, trying to see the next best fit and design and cut that she could take a risk on. Then she realizes that many of those designs look good on her. She decides to own them. She decides to own the feeling of looking gorgeous in these other designs. So these affirmations are something like that. You want to try an affirmation that already fits you, and then you want to try another affirmation that you can fit into. And as you own these affirmations, good things happen for you. Wonderful things happen for you. So here we are going into just a few affirmations for soulmate manifestation. Feel comfortable wherever you are. Just breathe easy and relax. I'm going to repeat each affirmation 2 times. So that you feel comfortable with them. I feel good right now that my soulmate could be thinking of me. I feel good right now that my soulmate could be thinking of me. I feel that I could be on his mind. I feel that I could be on his mind. I feel that I could be on his mind a few times from time to time. I feel that I could be on his mind a few times from time to time. I feel that he could take out the time from his work to actually sit and think of me. I feel that he could take time from his work to actually sit and think of me. I feel that when he thinks of me, he feels his heart expand. I feel that when he thinks of me, that he feels his heart expand. I feel that when he thinks of me, he is able to contemplate a life full of love, laughter, and happiness. And in this visualization of his, in this vision of his, I am there. I feel when he thinks of me that he could visualize a life of love, joy, and happiness. And I am there in this. I feel that he could possibly have thought of long-term commitment with me. I feel that he could possibly have thought of long-term commitment with me. I feel that he could possibly have thought of, wow, marriage with me. I feel that he could have thought of marriage with me. I feel that he can see me in his home. I feel that he can see me in his home. I feel that he can see himself in my home with me. I feel that he can see himself in my home with me. I feel that he can see himself sharing his life and happiness with me. I feel that he can see himself sharing his life and happiness with me. I feel that he can see himself put a ring on my finger. I feel that he could see himself put a ring on my finger. I feel that he could see himself with me all the time. I feel that he could see himself with me all the time. I feel that he can call me anytime. I feel that he can call me anytime. I feel that he's going to tell me that he loves me anytime. I feel that he is going to tell me that he loves me anytime. I feel that he really means it when he says, I love you. I feel that he really means it when he says, I love you. I feel that the look in his eyes, the love in his eyes is meant only for me. I feel that the look in his eyes, the love in his eyes is meant only for me. I think that I am in love with the most wonderful man in the world. I think that I am in love with the most wonderful man in the world. I think that I am in love with the most handsome, gorgeous man in the world. I think that I am in love with the most handsome, gorgeous man in the world. I think that we are meant to be together forever. I think that we are meant to be together forever. Those are a few affirmations. And which one did you feel felt real to you? If you feel any of those affirmations felt real, and like the clothes, you tried them on, you look good in the mirror, you like the style, you like the design, that's how much power is going into those affirmations to make them true for you. Soulmate manifestation is about love, it's about faith, it's about belief. It's believing that your soulmate loves you. It's believing that magic can happen and you can meet him again, that you can meet her again, and wonderful things can happen for you. We're at the end of our show now. We will be meeting again in 2 weeks, Thursday, 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Until then, happy manifesting. We're signing off now. Take care and have a wonderful rest of the day.
The Joyful Manifestation Show is now broadcasting live on over 100 digital stations. These stations include 24 foreign stations in over 13 countries and social media websites, which include Facebook, Twitter, and Tumblr. You can hear us live on iTunes, Spreaker, LA Radio FM, SoundCloud, TuneIn Radio, AHA Radio, and more. And you can always catch the podcast for the Joyful Manifestation Show on iHeartRadio, among others. Joyful Manifestation Show is heard all over the world and will take you where you want to go.
I'm Thank you.